In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. After meeting with the president on Wednesday, Governor Jared Polis says many states are grappling with what's opened and what's closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. He says there's a gray area where most states exist, with essential businesses still open and social distancing measures still in place.
And we in Colorado are not alone in trying to figure this out, how to have as much economic activity as possible, resembling close to our full economy, and we're rapidly getting there and we're leading the way among the states, while at the same time having less physical proximity than we normally have.
Polis says he was asked about Colorado's needs and updates about the state. President Trump said Wednesday that Polis was doing an excellent job managing the pandemic. GOP State Party Chair and Republican Congressman Ken Buck announced he's appointing a commission to review a dispute over which name should be placed on the primary ballot for a state Senate seat. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Buck faced criticism after he and the state party asked a local official in Colorado Springs to put a candidate on the primary ballot who failed to qualify at the virtual state assembly. That local official refused, and the case went to court. A Denver judge ruled against the Republican Party. Buck says his commission will make recommendations so that the party doesn't face similar problems going forward. He has not yet announced the members of the commission. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And a subsidiary of pharmacy chain CVS has settled with Colorado and other states for allegedly dispensing opioids to Americans without a prescription. Omnicare will pay more than $15 million to settle the claims. Omnicare operates pharmacies in Golden, Pueblo, and Grand Junction. It's overcast and 52 degrees in Boulder. It's CPR News.